Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus coupe. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. Give me that choo-choo, you give me that beep-beep. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s while they're playing on the
radio. And welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I am Darren Copeland. This is my experience. Big Fuzz on the lamb. I'm going to get this wrong. We're listening to music from my favorite, one of my favorite bands.
Scott. Bradley. Postmodern.
Postmodern, that's the one I was thinking of.
Jukebox.
Postmodern Jukebox. They're so good.
I thought you would get it with Scott.
Oh, no, I know. Postmodern, there's no, like...
And then the Bradley didn't help you
no,
at all.
No, 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 well, no, because that his name is superfluous to the thing. It's the postmodern...
Jukebox.
Postmodern jukebox is the... Go back and there's one... Can we go back there and look at one that there's one of a clown? It's the Lord song, you know, the song by Lord?
Lord.
You know what I'm talking about? We got dollars in our pockets, whatever. La, 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 la. Yeah, but it's not that one. I was about to ready to start singing Miley Cyrus. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's got a clown on the cover?
It's a 7-foot tall clown, if you can see it. Okay, well, you know, while we're working about this, why don't I talk to you about what I did today? So I was driving around doing things before the baseball game, and so I couldn't go. But my wife was up north, and she was like, "Oh my God, the kids are so hungry! What can we do?" And I said, "Well, just go to Juicy Burger." She's like, "Where is it?" I'm like, "Just listen, north on I-25, right on Thornton Parkway, left on Grant, right into the parking lot, right, left, right." And right there for Juicy Burger. She's like, "Oh, great." And so she called me back later and she goes, "The kids loved the Dicka Dog and she enjoyed a hamburger. And she doesn't really like the jalapenos because they're too hot for her. But she loves the fries. She can't get enough of the fries." It's a great place to go. Juicy Burger. Check them out. They got two locations. Told you up north. They also got one down south in the tech center. Go check them out, and for $2 extra off, you can just say, "Hey, I heard you on the Darren Copeland Experience," or "Hey, I heard you on Mile High Sports Radio." That's all you got to do. $2 off on us to you. And all you got to do is whenever you're hungry, remember, I love Juicy. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Speaking of which...
So was the song Royals?
Yes, Royals.
And
So that was the Royals.
This one?
Yes. Yeah, this one. I love this one. Play it.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud.
I love this
of my
so much.
Address.
Here's What's Juicy, presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
Here's What's Juicy, man. I cannot wait for tomorrow. Cannot wait. I can't talk about it very much here because Big Fuzz hates it. But I'm not going to go see necessarily a Rapids game, but I am very upset that I can't be at this USA Trinidad Tobago game.
Oh yeah!
Like, these are the types of games that I love because I love nations going against each other when it matters. Friendlies are one thing, but when they are going after it like it matters, it is outstanding. And I can't, and I'm so mad I'm missing it. But 6 o'clock tomorrow, I was at Snow Classico. That was the game, but the United States and Costa Rica where it snowed like a foot of snow. And I don't blame the Costa Ricans for being mad about that game because it was ridiculous. But, hey, like, tough. I mean, sorry. Did you hear what the Costa Ricans did on the return trip? So the United States on their was looking for places where they could practice. And the Costa Rican Soccer Federation had asked all their clubs to deny the United States access to their fields. So they were not allowed to have, so they could not rent any soccer field in all of Costa Rica. So they had to rent a pasture. And then.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Gamesmanship.
Oh, totally gamesmanship.
Run around the cow pies.
But that was one of the greatest sporting events I've ever been to. One of the greatest sporting events I've ever been to. I was and I've been to a lot of good sporting events. I've been to a lot of good sporting events. But that one is at the top. That one was just an incredible experience all the way around. And I'm going to miss it because it's going to be 40 degrees warmer, first of all. And second of all, the United States does not have an easy time at this game. Trinidad Tobago has some people that can play. In fact, Rapids defender, Mr. Miller, or Williams, I'm sorry, it's Williams, plays for Trinidad and Tobago. So this is going to be a very difficult game. But more importantly, I want to see Christian Pulisic in person. This kid is the youngest foreigner ever to score a goal in the Bundesliga. Can you believe that? I mean, that is unbelievable. I think he's 18 now. He isn't more than 19, that's for sure. But he's one of the best soccer players in the world and probably the best player. He's the best player on the United States. And he's 18. He's just incredible to watch. Also, I go because I got a man crush. I got a man crush on Tim Howard, and that's all there is to it. Got a man crush on Tim Howard. Yeah, I grew up as a goalkeeper, so I did all the same camps and everything. So I have an appreciation for how he plays goal, and it just makes me happy and warm inside. And whenever I get an opportunity to watch him play up close, I'm like, woo, like a little schoolgirl. And to see him playing for the U.S. national team, it's always fun to watch. So if you can get out there and tickets, I mean, it's going to be sold out. So. But if you can find a way to get out there, I recommend you do it. Because, first of all, it's not going to be snowing. If it's snowing, they're never going to give a U.S. qualifying game to the United States in Colorado again, ever. But it should be a very nice day, and you can go out and watch some of the best soccer players in the world. We're going to have that dang game on here. I hope you understand that, Mr. Alex. Listen, Big Fuzz can run fast in short spurts, but he can't run longer.
I'll watch soccer.
I know. Well, we'll watch it. It's U.S. Listen, country before, you know, sport. You know, we're watching the United States. We're watching the United States do something here. So that. There, I got off my feet. I asked Mark Stout today. So I was talking to Mark Stout. I asked if he wanted to be president of the Rapids. He didn't say no.
But did he say yes?
He said that he doesn't think that he's qualified enough. Everyone dodges that question. I asked Marcelo Balboa that question too. I haven't seen him in person or I haven't heard anything from him, so I don't know if he's mad at me for asking it. But I was like, if asked, will you run? And if you win, will you serve? That kind of thing. And he didn't say no either. So at the risk of throwing those two guys under the bus, I could think of a lot worse people to have as president than those two guys. Those two guys together might be an all right group together. Probably not for very long, but oh well. Or you know what we can always do? How about I become president of the Rapids? Wait, do we have, is it still 375? Is it 375 million, the Powerball? Or is it more? No, it's tonight, right?
Yep, the site says 375.
Okay, then listen, I need to go out and get, I need to get the lump sum probably, which is about 250 to have a chance at buying the Rapids.
Slim chance.
Very slim chance. but it's still a chance. Or else we can do this. We can get a Kickstarter site or a GoFundMe site.
That might take a long time. Maybe.
Well, we only have about 6 months. You think we can raise? Do you think we can raise $250 million in 6 months? The Colorado Rapids' latest projections of how much they are worth is approximately $110 million. So you could probably add the stadium to that to make that about. But you know, so add that $100 million because the stadium is probably worth $100 million. So you're thinking about if I can give you $275 million. Come on.
Hey, there's a slight
here's
chance.
A suitcase with $275 million in it.
I think it'd be bigger than a suitcase.
All right, here's a really big suitcase with $250 million in it.
Let's just say two suitcases.
There's a duffel bag with nine heads and $250 million in it.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.